Legendary RTE broadcaster and sports commentator Micheál Mura Hurtig. His funeral happens this weekend. His removal is taking place today in Dangany Cúis. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, joins us now from there. Pascal, what are the funeral arrangements?
Well, the funeral home, O'Connor's funeral home here in Dangany Cúis, open to the public, excuse me, at 11 o'clock this morning, and since then there has been a steady queue, of members of the public, of people from the GA world and people from the broadcasting world and politics paying their respects to Mr. Umar Hurtig's family. His remains arrived here last night on a journey from County Meath, and I was speaking to members of Mr. O'Meara Hurtig's family this morning, and they were telling me with some amazement that the route, there were people on the route with signs wishing Micheál O'Meara Hurtig well on his final jersey, wearing GAA jerseys. There were hundreds of people out in Adair in County Limerick, in Abbeyfeel in County Limerick. The hearse paused as it went, as it crossed the border, and then on into Kerry, where there were further crowds. Among the people here today, former GAA President Larry McCarthy, Kerry football manager, former Eamon Fitzmaurice, RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst, and broadcaster Marty Morrissey, and the Taoiseach Simon Harris is due here in the next few minutes.
He's a much, much loved figure. What are people saying locally?
Yeah, it's been very difficult to make progress through the town in Dingle this morning, not due to the traffic, but due to people just wanting to stop and tell you their stories of Micheál. Everybody has a story to do with Micheál O'Meara Hurtig, and he loved this place. And I've been speaking as well to people who were in the queue waiting to pay their respects this morning and this afternoon. He never forgot this place. I visit Dingle with my family on Stephen's Day, Rann's Day every year, among other occasions during the year, and it's an occasion where the different factions in the town dress up and parade through the town with fife and drum bands, and Micheál always made it to that.
And I think we have those voices of the people you talk to locally now, Pascal. We'll play it now.
Well, my name is John Barry, former sports editor of the Kerryman, and this is my wife Liz, a New Yorker, would you believe? So I'll be back here, I suppose, to pay tribute to Micheál. I knew him fierce well from my days in the Kerryman, and no better man. When we'd have a tabloid for the All-Ireland matches, he was the first man I'd always contact, and his contributions were always brilliant. Now, he made many, many a legend in his time through his brilliant commentaries. He lived every minute of those commentaries himself.
Sean O'Cahain, come and cadden a gael tata, and approached a fiúm tráth. Micheál served with us when we put up Paddy's, together Paddy's statue about 10 years ago. He was very helpful to us at the time. And I'm here today to pay my respects to Micheál. I knew him kind of well, not very well, but he was a lovely speaker, lovely commentator, and he was part of our childhood.
And what people mightn't appreciate is he never ever lost sight of his roots here in Dangany Cúis.
People were surprised that he had been buried in Dingle, but knowing Micheál, that was what he'd want.
My name is Betty O'Dowd Moroney, and I come from Ballinlochig. I know Michael Micheál Mura Hurtig all my life. So that's what I'm here today for, to honour him.
Pascal, our own colleague RTE's former Northern editor Tommy Gorman also passed away this week. What are his arrangements?
Yes, and there will be people who are here today who will be in Sligo tomorrow for Tommy Gorman's funeral mass, and vice versa. Tommy Gorman's remains, he will be reposing at Feehilly's funeral home at Cartran Cross in Sligo from 4 o'clock this afternoon until 8 o'clock this evening. And Tommy's funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Our Lady Star of the Sea Search in Ransborough in Sligo. May he rest in peace.
Pascal Sheehy, thank you. There'll be coverage of Micheál O'Meara Hurtig's funeral mass from Dangany Cúis on the RTE News Channel and RTE Radio na Gaeltachta from 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the RTE News Channel will also broadcast Tommy Gorman's funeral with coverage from Sligo beginning at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.